in all of time, in all of history, man has never created one single living cell. Yet your body does that millions to billions of times a day. That's where I put my faith. So I try to encourage people. I want them to know that, listen, that there's a doctor 24/7 on the clock, making chemicals, making hormones, detoxing you. So yeah, compared to the smartest person you know or the greatest doctor you think, I'm just saying that level of intelligence is laughable compared to the wisdom that is in you right now, animating you so you can even hear me say this. If I can help you understand the magnificence of the body that God gave you, your fear of disease drops significantly. Your fear of a fever drops significantly because you realize that you're designed to heal. So I'm Dr. Ben Rall. Welcome to Designed to Heal.
Welcome back to Designed to Heal. I am Jeff here with Dr. Ben Rall, and it's you and me, baby. Just the two of us right here.
So
Ben, there was an interesting article that came out the other day. And you know, for the average listener who's been a part of this show, they have probably picked up over time that you and I, you know, we text like middle school girls in terms of frequency, but it's not like
Sorry, you made me choke on my drink here a little bit, but
that's the combustion.
I'm going to defend myself. I do not text like a middle school girl.
I have
a middle school daughter, and so and I don't like to be referred to. I still identify
your daughter's
as
in high school.
45-year-old.
Your daughter's in high school, dude. Do you even know?
Yeah, okay. Feel like I have to this for my manliness.
No, stop it. Yeah, stop it. I said in frequency. I didn't say in content because the content is not. Now, there's some memes that go back and forth. Thank you, Babylon B, by the way. We're still trying to get those people on the show. But, you know, it's most often it's articles. It's studies, it's things like that. You know, I'm reading something, and a lot of times it's in the name and interest of show prep, but just, you know, this is really kind of how we started doing the show, was having these conversations where I'm like, dude, what the heck? Like, what is this? Like, explain this for me, whatever.
Yeah.
So one such article I sent you, or you sent me, or somebody sent somebody, I don't know, the other day, and this is what we're going to talk about today. And it was one of these drugs that are being hailed really as, you know, like miracle drugs for weight loss and everything. I think they were originally diabetes drugs or whatever, that are now bridging into other things. And so one such drug got an approval the other day. So why don't you fill us in on that? Let's talk about it. And then I got some questions for you and hopefully some average Jeff type questions.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you have to almost be living under a rock. And this to me feels like, Jeff, it's like the perfect metaphor for what this show is about. Okay. Cause we're constantly, I feel like if I was a pastor, you'd be like, you'd know the word of God, and then you'd be constantly having these barrage of cultural assaults coming in that you need to speak to that have answers in the word of God, but the world is going totally the other way. Yeah.
Okay? I'm just thankful that we don't have that in that situation in this world. I'm kidding. It's like everything, you know?
So in healthcare, when you practice holistically and you practice lifestyle, you know, healthcare, and you understand the body's designed to heal, and then every day it's a new drug, a new vax, a new booster, a new this, a new that, a new technology, a new this. It's like you're constantly trying to help people understand the emperor has no clothes, empty promises in there, the manipulation, and we've brought a lot of people on to discuss the fraudulent science. So, even though. We do our best, and by no means is, you know, the whole world listen to our show. So you guys that listen to this, you know the same thing, right? How are people? I just saw the 9th booster got approved for the COVID jabs, and the 10th one is in the fall. So how are people still getting this?
Wait, do you mean, please tell me, there are people that actually have had 9 and 10 boosters?
Yeah, well, 10 in the fall. So the 10th one is already pre-approved in the fall.
Even with all of the reports of like people saying, hey, after the, even if you were into the first shot, like it's the people saying, hey, second, third, fourth, like whatever did me in.
This is my point. Like you're forced, even though I don't want to admit it, I'm forced to admit there is still a lot of people being bamboozled. And so there's a lot of people that got bamboozled by the weight loss drugs, right? By, you know, Wegovy we'll talk about today, which Ozempic, which is essentially the same one. I got an episode coming out about that in a day or two here. You'll hear it after, you'll hear this after that one. But like, I want to, you know, like I would want and think people would that looked at the jab and said, well, that's ridiculous, that they'd be able to look at the false promises of these drugs and go, well, that's probably came from the same person.
Yeah.
If you've ever had somebody in your life that's lied to you, maybe they said, hey, let's meet out for dinner on Friday night, and they didn't show up. And then the next Friday they say, hey, let's go out to dinner Friday night. You might be like, oh, no, it's at a different restaurant. I mean, okay, but
you would think.
You'd think. So clearly mm-hmm. not. So yeah. so we have to go at these things because I almost as a metaphor, but this one to me is one that kind of hits the trifecta, whatever the trifecta is, I don't know, the three things. I don't know what the three things would be, but like it's the perfect example of everything I stand against. Mm. Okay? It's it's like when they're starting to move into there's a lot of these, but this is one is so popular. Hmm. We are medicating lifestyle. And when you are now having these drugs, so the article, right, the headline, Wegovy, the weight loss medication, gets FDA approval for use as a heart disease prevention drug. The injectable semaglutide from Novo Nordisk was shown to reduce the risk of cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke. Now, I would argue this whole thing and even the science of it, okay? Because you know that they can make anything look any way they want to make it. Yeah. And we all know that drug companies and the if you go listen to the episode that we had a couple of weeks ago with the medical doctor, ER doctor, who did a lot of the research regarding the COVID shots and things like that. And we've had doctors on here that talk about how this science is intentionally fraud. That they manipulate the numbers, they manipulate the data to get it to say what they want to say so they can get it approved for these things. And then you read this and you know, you think, well, I don't want to have, you know, I mean, the language itself is so frustrating, right? It's now approved for heart disease prevention. Well, who doesn't want heart disease prevention? Everybody does, right? So I don't even have to have, so I'm taking it for heart disease prevention. So take it. Why wouldn't you? You're an idiot if you're not going to take it.
Okay, Ben, pause for a second here. Just give the listeners a quick primer. I know this has been talked about on other shows, but give a quick primer on these kinds of drugs. What do they do?
Yeah, so I'll just for the horse's mouth, I'll read out the article what they're saying. So the injectable semaglutide, originally approved for weight loss for certain patients, is now indicated to reduce the risk. Indicated. I love it. Indicated. Can you get much softer than that? Indicated to reduce the risk of cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke in adults who have cardiovascular disease and are either overweight or obese, the announcement stated. Wegovy is now the first weight loss medication to also be approved to help prevent life-threatening cardiovascular events in adults with cardiovascular disease and either obesity or overweight, said John Sheritz, MD, director of the Division of Diabetes, Lipid Disorders, and Obesity in the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation. The patient population has a higher risk of cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke, he said. Providing a treatment option that is proven to lower the cardiovascular risk is a major advance for public health. Wegovy, which is made by Denmark-based Novo Nordisk, is a glucagon-like peptide 1, which is GLP-1. You hear that a lot. Receptor agonist, which should not be taken with other GLP-1 products, the FDA stated. The approval comes after a large randomized double-blind trial that included 17,000 participants in two groups. Both groups received standard of care medical treatment, e.g. management of blood pressure and cholesterol, and healthy lifestyle counseling, including diet and physical activity. In the trial, the group that took Wegovy showed a significant reduction in cardiovascular death, heart attack, and stroke. Brooke Pratt, the CEO of KnownWell, a Boston-based weight management company, said the announcement marked an exciting day for patients. The approval is an important step in getting patients access, i.e. making more money for the drug companies, that I added that part, to potentially life-saving medication. It continues to support what the medical community has shown all along. GLP-1s are here to treat serious chronic diseases now, cardiovascular disease, in addition to diabetes and obesity. Significant. I mean, I'm reading this, but here is this heartbreak for me because it's you guys. Like I'm not to be careful. I don't care about how to say this. Like, understand what's happening here. You know what happens on these drugs, right? Shovel your face with whatever you want. Take no accountability for your lifestyle. Take this drug that forces your body, and by the way, it does it in very unhealthy ways. This is not a game. This is not a joke. You can't fool, you know, you can't fool God. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul. That's why it's paralyzing stomachs. That's why it's causing all sorts of long-term effects. That's why it's causing heart problems. It's causing thyroid cancers. It's doing all sorts of horrible things. But because it can make your scale a little skinnier, make your scale number a little bit smaller, you're living in a freaking lie. Okay? So, like, you have to stop believing the hype. I can't believe I'm sitting there reading something that's literally saying, essentially, what it's really telling you is take this drug because everybody's overweight and obese. By the way, overweight is like a majority of the country. When I say majority, like I'm not exaggerating. Like,
right, and probably the number one cause of heart disease, is it not?
Yeah, so that's their argument. We're going to make you skinny, but we're doing it in unhealthy ways, right? We're going to force your body.
Yeah.
Right. To dump weight, right? Manipulating your physiology,
right?
Which every time, that's what all drugs do. They manipulate God's design. That's why I don't need to even read the science. I read the science only to disprove it, but I don't need to read the new breakthrough drug because all it is synthetic chemicals trying to manipulate God's design to try to play God. And if you think that's the way to health, you are living a lie. Mm. And I will say that for now, forever. I haven't been wrong for 20 years and I won't be wrong for 20 more. Not because I'm smart, because it's logic. It's truth. There's nothing that's ever going to be created that's going to be smarter than what God already created. It's just the facts of the matter. So, and now it's been out long enough, and I've shared a little bit of this on the show. I've had people in my office that stomachs have been paralyzed. I've had people that's destroyed their endocrine systems that have been on this drug. I've had people that have been frustrated with this. One of them had a cardiovascular scare. I mean, I don't want it to get worse. Those are just the ones in my office that have told me.
But Ben, what I'm saying is, let's just allow for a second that this thing, you know, reduces appetite or it manages insulin better or whatever it does. Like you said, it you know, and so people are losing weight. Okay. Isn't a natural, this is where I continue to go back to, like that a natural consequence of losing weight is going to be your heart is in better shape. It doesn't have to work harder.
Yes and no.
Harder. I mean, but they're billing this as if take it because it's going to like fix your heart. Yeah. That's not how it works, is it?
Well, it doesn't work that way. I mean, in a very simple term, but sure.
But terms matter. And that's what I'm saying.
If I lose weight, so a great example of this is losing, you know, this isn't even the perfect example, but let's just say lowering cholesterol, which isn't really a major risk factor for heart disease. So, and we've had several cardiologists come on here and tell you that, but so let's just use that as an example. But let's just say if you wanted to, let's say I had a cholesterol that was 250. Let's just say this. Let's say that you had high cholesterol because I had high inflammation, which is a reality. Then if you lowered your inflammation naturally by getting your lifestyle and diet under control, and so your cholesterol goes from 250 to 200, mm-hmm. that is apples to oranges of lowering your cholesterol by taking a statin. Mm. Like it's not even in the same universe.
Right.
You didn't address the risk factor. That's why the studies don't show that it actually helps, because you didn't get to the root cause, which is high inflammation.
Right.
So the same thing, some of those drugs, the weight that you actually lose, they show you're actually losing muscle. You're losing lean muscle. So you may be losing quote weight, but you're not losing fat. You're not losing what you think you're losing. That's why they call it skeleton face. That's why you're seeing all these weird side effects coming out. And they're only going to get worse, my friends. Like, mark my words. Put the old dot down on whatever day we're taping right now. I assure you, a year from now, 2 years from now, what happened with COVID jabs? These were the 100% safe and effective. 100% safe and effective. That's what they said. That was their words. 100% safe and effective. You only had to get one. Well, two, then three, then four, then five, then six, then seven, then eight, then nine, now 10. And of course, they want to be annual. And it has no side effects, except now they actually, their own CDC. Well, yes, we do know that it causes myocarditis. Yes, we do know that it causes blood clots. Yes, we do know that it causes pericarditis. Yes, we do know that some people are going to die.
Yeah.
Yes, we do know now that people that have continued to get them have an increased risk of getting COVID, not a decreased risk. There was now a recent study that came out that people that are jabbed are more likely of dying of COVID than less likely, more likely to be hospitalized than less likely. So I don't know what you were waiting for. Mm. But that came out of their golden calf that they said was going to be the greatest thing in the world. Mm. So I assure you, this drug will be the same. Mm. And then a whole bunch of people, there'll be more things that will come. Literally, when I was reading the side effects, one of the side effects was, I'm going to pull it up because I got it sitting in front of me. Mm. That I took right off of their own website. But it was horrible. So let's see, right here. Let me see if I have it here. Okay, so this is Ozempic. Are there any precautions or warnings for this medication? Now they're the same drug. So heart problems. This medication may increase heart rate and may affect how electrical. I'm reading that right off their website, and it may affect how heart electrical impulses travel through your heart muscle. If you have heart disease or abnormal heart rhythms. So by the way, understand what I just said. So this just got approved for what? Cardiovascular disease prevention?
Yeah.
And it does what? Increases heart rate and may affect how electrical impulses travel through the heart muscle. And here's the other thing, by the way.
By the way, real quick, I want to read a headline to you. Just the headline, just to add a little fuel to your fire. From the FDA website, fda.gov, 4 days ago. FDA approves first treatment, to reduce risk of serious heart problems, specifically in adults with obesity or overweight.
Yeah.
That's their headline. That's the FDA's headline.
Yeah. So
that's a loud claim, man.
Here's how they do it. You have to understand the word salad going on here. Because if their argument is that it reduces, here's the other thing that you would, just a couple things as we talk about this. So the risk that they're talking about is, the risk factor is obesity or overweight, obesity, right? The two that they're saying there. So they're saying their conjecture here, or their proof that they're using, right? You know, remember, if A equals B, you know, and then A plus B equals C, then this equals that, then this, you know, right? Whatever that is. My point is this. So they're saying, if we can show that this drug loses weight, helps you lose weight, then it's going to, thus, it has to help reduce heart disease.
Yeah.
It's the same game they tried to play with cholesterol drugs, except the studies don't prove that out. Now, here's the other part. You should really question this. So the 17,000 people or so that they said were in this study, let's just use that as an example. Cardiovascular disease is a disease that happens over decades. Mm. You would never be able to generate a study in that short amount of time.
It's funny you bring that up, man, because I was going to ask that question too. I said, how long was the study?
Well, yeah. Well, the drug's only been approved for so long, so I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but
yeah,
clearly not that long. Like, yeah. I assure you.
Keep going, man.
Just like the COVID jabs. How long was the COVID jab study before it went in people's arms?
I don't know. You tell me.
Months.
It wasn't years, clearly.
So you have no idea what it's going to do in 5 years, because it literally hasn't existed for 5 years. So you have no idea what the long-term outcomes of that are.
Right.
They didn't want you to know, because then they can say there's no risks. Okay, so we can take a group of people. You can manipulate or massage those numbers. It shows, you know, one group had one heart attack, one group had two. See, that could easily just as much be chance. That could be done through plan design. That could be done through sweeping a couple people under the rug that you didn't want to, or disqualifying a couple people and massaging the numbers. Yeah. If you don't believe that what I just said happens all the time, you are living a lie. So know that. So if the risk factor, the risk that they're reducing is obesity or overweight, there are far, like it should be, in my opinion, medical malpractice to prescribe a drug like this. I think that it should be medical malpractice to prescribe drugs that are lifestyle related, because I don't think that you're allowing the people to live in an illusion. You're saying, hey, you don't have to actually get to the cause of the problem. We're going to mask it with this medication, which actually doesn't make you get any healthier. Matter of fact, it's, you now have the initial problem plus a drug on top of that. So I want to read more about this Ozempic. So that was one with the heart. Then the semaglutides may cause decreased kidney failure, worsening of chronic kidney failure. Now, here's what I would tell you. Anybody that I know that's been put on these drugs, they didn't test any of this before they put them on the drugs. They didn't test their kidney function.
Yeah.
They didn't test their heart function.
Yeah.
They put them on the drug. They just said, try this. All right, here's another one.
Well, I read a line, by the way, one of that control group, a very tiny percentage had ever been admitted to a hospital for any kind of heart issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
So like, these were people that generally didn't have reported heart issues prior, that matters.
Which, by the way, though, in the previous part that I read to you, it said that these were people at high risk cardiovascular disease.
I mean, I guess they're basing that based only on weight alone. I mean,
they know how to make the game, right? And even this is the frustrating part. And one of the guests that we've been trying to get scheduled here actually is an expert in investigative journalism. This is what he does, because, and it's frustrating, but this is another little caveat that people need to know. And I'm alluding to it here, but try to state it again. So then you're trying to look at the study, which makes sense.
Right.
Okay. But also, you don't get to know what they manipulated in the study. Did you just see that they just had the study come out? I think it's 148 pages on one of the heart studies that came out when they knew during making the COVID jabs. So I think it's 148 pages that they got through the FOIA. Okay. Every single page is completely redacted. Every piece of everything on it
by
is blacked
out. The drug
out.
Companies, the FDA?
By the FDA.
Wow.
Every single page. So... You don't.
So hang on. So where's Rand Paul going? Where's the original documents? Tell me he's asking that question.
Yeah, but it takes a year or two, and then it's three, and then the people forget. Right. They've gotten nine more jabs, and then the company doesn't care because they made their billions, and now they're making their next billion on the next drug. Right. It's a game. So you look at that study, and I'm not you, anybody, right? Any reasonable person to do the best they can, but you don't know that they swept three of the heart attacks out because they disqualified them because we found out something that we're not even going to tell you, and we don't disclose in the study. But there's no way for you to know that. So you think, well, no, the study said this. But if the study was manipulated and lied about in the backside, there's no way for you to know that. Because you think, because you're a reasonable human being, average Jeff, you think, well, no, they can't do that. But they do that.
Well, I mean, it's a different take on informed consent than what I would have expected. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. So once you wake up to that, you can't trust that. So you got to just use logic, kind of what we're talking about through here, which is like, well, yeah, how could they really say that this, you know, with a disease that's a chronic progressive disease like atherosclerosis or heart disease or cardiovascular disease, you know, we know that happens, you know, they're finding it in now 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, right? So you're having plaqueing, but then in order for that to, you know, be like a heart attack, right? We know that happens over time. That's why, think of it like smoking. Like you wouldn't, if a person said, well, I've smoked for a year, it wouldn't be unheard of for them. Well, it would be very rare for them to have cancer from smoking. You're always mostly like, well, you know, you hear somebody had lung cancer and then you say, well, they smoked for 30 years, back a day for 30 years. You go, well, that makes a little more sense, which to me is always still fascinating. If you think how resilient the body is that you can smoke a pack of cigarettes a day for 30 years and then get lung cancer. It's like, wow. Okay. So
or some that never even do. I mean, it's amazing.
Most don't. Most don't. It's like crazy.
It is amazing. It's a good point.
Not suggesting smoking. But when you, so when you look at this, you go, okay, so I know just from that there's no way this study would really make any sense. Okay. Now we know that, but see, if you know this, so oh my gosh, I'd love to be in those meetings when they got that approval, which by the way, we know this, how much of the FDA is funded by pharma?
Again, you tell me. I probably should know this, but
well, we've talked about this many times. You brought it up, like 70%.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Okay. So of course they get whatever they want.
Yeah.
And we've had insiders come on here and discuss this. That we're not making numbers up. So if they're going to buy the study, once they got them to say that it's a preventative for cardiovascular disease, and by the way, the doctors can prescribe it off label, which means whatever they want, whenever they want. Okay, so now the narrative is now it's not your fault that you're fat, right? And we got a drug for that. And not only that, it's going to help you lose weight and it's going to protect your heart. So take your Ozempic. This until this drug gets pulled and sued because it's such a horrible drug, people they're going to this is your Lipitor and your Prozac of 2023, 2024. It's now that they're the wealthiest company in the UK now. Off of this drug already. So they're going to be there. But you have to understand it's going to, and now, but I want to go to like just another slide on this. So I'm looking at next to risk of thyroid cancer. In some cases, people have developed thyroid cancer while using these medications. People with a personal family history of this cancer, people had multiple endocrine neoplasm syndromes, pregnancies. It should not be used during pregnancy. It actually says if it shouldn't be used during pregnancy. And you should not even try to get pregnant for 2 months after using it. Man, interesting. You know, breastfeeding, they said, doesn't know if it passes into the breast milk. Well, what they mean by that is we didn't study it for that. And so as you're navigating this and as you're kind of, you know, here's the thing. There's always a better way. You don't have to rely on a medication. Okay. Sure, it may appear easier. Well, by the way, these and my one friend that we'll have on here in another episode or that you would have heard by the time you hear this, Dan Sullivan, he did a deep dive in this. So some people, for example, are losing their taste buds. They're losing taste, sense of taste. And it's not returning. Some people's stomachs are becoming paralyzed and not, when they stop the drug, not coming back. Ever. Paralyzed stomach. Okay.
By the way, you mentioned that a couple times. What does that mean? Like what happened?
Your stomach needs to move. It's how it processes food. It's how it pushes it through your you know, peristalsis. It's what makes your food move out to the other end.
Yeah.
When that gets paralyzed, it doesn't move anymore.
So your food is just sitting there.
Correct. So you either have to have a liquid diet, you either have to have tubes, you either have to put, you know, exactly.
Good
so,
Lord.
But again, hey, take this because it's going to prevent you from having heart disease. On a study that was probably a wild sham, okay? It gives you a false sense of security. It's the same reason why cholesterol drugs give you a false sense of security by taking these drugs, because it doesn't account for the side effects, of course. So even think about that. Let's use an example. I'm making this up off the top of my head, but let's say it showed, it reduced 2 heart attacks, but 3 more people died of thyroid cancer. Well, then what's that? Three people had, pancreatitis. People had kidney failure. This is what we showed in the COVID jab stuff. The studies that have come out on that. They had a big study that just recently came out. What you're seeing is, so when you add up all the side effects, It's way more than the one perceived benefit that they wanted to have. Mm-hmm. So there's a way out of this though, guys. Don't take the damn stuff. Don't go get it. Don't take it. I don't care if your doctor said to take it. I don't care what they told you. They're not your daddy. They're not your keeper. They're not your God. They're not your savior. You don't have to take their drugs. I would ask, what are you even doing there talking to them about this stuff, right? Why are most people taking this crap? Why are most people taking this crap, Jeff?
Well, the doctor told them it was
because they want to lose weight.
Well, actually, yes, and probably because there's some really good advertising out there too, Ben.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it. But, hear it, it's anecdotes or whatever, and they walk in their doctor's office and say, can this work for me?
And that's why we do this show, so you can realize it's total BS.
Yeah.
So you can go, that is a propaganda lie. And so you don't fall for it anymore. And so you've got to, exactly. Now, so people are taking it because they want to lose weight, right? We've seen this with medical marijuana, right? Everybody and their dog, right, can get a marijuana card because all you got to do is, right, go in and say you're depressed, go in and say you're can't sleep, right? And they say, oh, here's your card and you're smoking dope, and now we see all these studies coming out about increase in heart attacks, increase in mental health disease, increase in all these, issues related to daily marijuana use, right? So it's like, quit looking for the shortcut, quit looking for the new drug, quit looking for the, there's always going to be a solution. And this one to me is so obvious, right? So this one is like just so obvious. If you want to lose weight, I assure you this drug is not how to do it. And there's a million other ways to do it in ways that are, and here's the thing. Not only do you improve the risk factor of obesity, or if you will, by losing weight, you get all the other benefits of what that lifestyle affords you, right? The exercise, the brain function, the resiliency of your tissue cells, your boost of your immune system,
mental health,
right? So,
absolutely.
So you get all of that. You don't get a paralyzed stomach, increased rates of thyroid cancer, increased rates of heart problem issues. One of them I didn't read was pancreatitis on there, like all of these things, right? So, and what do most people do, Jeff? They think it's a magic freaking pill. They take the pill. They do whatever they want. They keep eating on the crap. And they go, this is amazing. I eat whatever I want. I stepped on the scale and I lost 5 pounds. You're an idiot. Like, you're smarter than that.
Ben, I'm reminded you were talking, I don't know when this is going to release in the order. I think this will have already come out by then, the challenge that you guys are doing in your office. You talked about one that you did back in January and how you yourself went through, with 50 people, went through lifestyle, diet, did prayer in the mornings. I mean, everything. 7 days a week, all 7 days. And you talked about you yourself lost 13 pounds in the midst of that, right?
Yeah.
I look at that and I go, I know it's hard work. It's hard work to get up and to do these things and be disciplined or whatever. But think about the satisfaction, at the end of those 28 days, not just for you, but for everybody who went through that thing. They leaned into each other and with accountability made true lifestyle changes. They say it takes 21, 30, 60 days, whatever it is to, instill a habit or something like that. Those people became new creatures of habit. And I think there's a certain satisfaction in that, I mean, when you've gone through that kind of thing, I think I'd like to think it becomes a whole lot harder to go back to, all right, the 28 day challenge is over, right? Where's the donut shop? That kind of thing. Like, whereas my guess would be, because I feel like anecdotally, a lot of these people that go through these things, eventually they come off of them and then they gain the weight right back. That happens so often with people.
That's literally, and you'll hear this on one of our episodes, it's not, that is what you just said about even this drug in particular.
Yeah.
That's a 100%. You have to stay on the drug forever.
Right.
To keep the weight loss, because it was artificial anyway.
Right.
It's like thinking I get more energy from snorting cocaine, but that only happens if I snort cocaine.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So my point being in that, if you want a true lasting change, because that is the thing where I think people get into the mental health issues or whatever, is when they go up and down on, these fad diets or pills or whatever, that kind of thing. I do feel for those people, because I think they're desperately trying to fight against something, but they're looking for that quick fix that is not going to give them the long-term viability
of
a true lifestyle change.
You're right. And this is why we will continue to speak truth. And I know I get a little bit fired up, but I'm doing it intentionally, because you are right in that they will continue to be propaganded to, and at some point it can fool people. Now, I'm not going to, I still call that BS. I mean, you need to keep your head on your shoulders and use your brain and not just go, well, I've seen a lot of it, so I'm going to fall for it. No, like, you got to realize what's happening to you. All right. So when these things get normalized in culture, whether it's from masks to jabs, when they get normalized, they get more accepted. And then we just start to say, oh, well, that's how it is. Mm. So I am worried for the generation that just says, well, I don't know. Yeah. You know, you're losing. Just like you've seen this in mental health, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody says they're not feeling good. They're like, well, have you tried Prozac? Have you done this? Like people are saying things they have no business insane.
Yeah.
Because they have no idea what they just recommended to that person. When they said, hey, have you tried getting on an antidepressant? They have no idea what they just said. They have no idea about the science of that, but they've been programmed to think that that's a reasonable thing to say to a stranger on the street that says, I'm having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And so as obesity and overweightness is going to be seen as not your fault, you're a victim. You're just, what can you do? And then, of course, blame other things. Blame genetics. Blame this. Blame this. Blame grandma. Blame your uncle. Don't blame your fork. Don't blame your, you know, this is the point.
Yeah.
And so we've got to press in. You've got to contend for logic and sanity and truth. Or, you know, maybe not these listeners, but you'll fall for this. And so this is one that, so just mark my words, like, oh my gosh, they can't believe they just got this approved for that. Mm-hmm. Heart disease prevention of people that are overweight, you just made 60% of the United States a customer. That's crazy. Crazy. And it will start killing people. And then they're gonna lie about that for a few years or as long as they can. And then eventually they'll come out and there'll be class action lawsuits and they'll say, well, yeah, it did. And then we'll find the emails in a few years after that and say, well, we did know that it did that, but you know, and then they'll sue some people. Nobody will go to jail. And then they'll make billions and billions on the drug. They'll play a few $1 billion fine. And by that time, they'll have their next drug out. And they'll say, this one is good. This is better. This one's safe. And that's how you end up in this rat race cycle. So the only way out, my friends, is to get off of the train. You don't have to take this drug. You don't have to take any drug. You don't have to take this drug and not just not take it and suffer. You can not take it and thrive. But you have to, again, you know, there's other things to look at, which is, of course, what we do with the show. So that's what we wanted to talk about today.
Thanks for listening to Designed to Heal. Always remember that the greatest doctor lives inside of you, and God gave you what you need to be healthy and well. Connect with Dr. Ben at drbenrawl.com or achievewellness.clinic. And please share this podcast with someone who needs to hear it, and follow us on Instagram at Designed to Heal Podcast.